Restoring My Soul, Monday the 8th of December. Bitter in the Belly. By applying ourselves to know and understand the preceding Word of God, we are eating the bread which comes down from heaven. This word will initially be sweet in our mouth, but then bitter in our belly, as we walk in the light of the Word and are processed by the Word. We demonstrate that we are a believer and are fulfilling the works of God when we live in this way. Wonderfully, through this process, we are being established in the fellowship of the presbytery, and the Word is becoming the expression of our life. This is what it means to be a first fruits household. We are able to express this Word as a testimony to others. Notably, first fruits is a fundamental qualification for eldership. It is notable that the Lord equipped his prophets for their ministry by giving to them his word to eat. For example, the Apostle John testified, "Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, 'Go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth.' So I went to the angel and said to him, 'Give me the little book.' And he said to me, 'Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth.'" It is important to recognize that our appreciation of the Word, and even our agreement with the Word, is not eating the bread of heaven. Highlighting the distinction between one's appreciation of the Word and their application of the Word through obedience, the Lord said to the prophet Ezekiel, "They come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain." The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 6 verse 51, Psalm 105 verse 19, John chapter 6 verse 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 15, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2 to 7, Revelation chapter 10 verses 8 and 9, and Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 31. For further study, Genesis chapter 22.